Hi, this is the Maria Sanchez Show, and thank you for listening. Today, we are pleased to have Olympic gold medal winner Rafer Johnson visit with us because he's helping to promote the 12th annual Midsummer Eve Wine Festival this Saturday, August 17th in Westlake Village. Here's what Rafer had to say.
We are pleased to have Olympic gold medalist Rafer Johnson as our guest today. Rafer, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us, and thank you for all of the work that you've done with the Special Olympics. I understand that you helped found the California Special Olympics in 1969, so this is obviously a cause that's been near and dear to you for quite some time.
Yeah, Maria, sometimes I think I get a little too much credit for that. The initial board of directors was about eight or nine of us who thought that this would be a great idea. And, of course, I had obviously been the first contact with Mrs. Shriver and this idea of Special Olympics. And I liked it from the very moment that I initially got involved because I knew why she was doing it. She was doing it because her sister, she didn't think, got any feeling about anything other than being institutionalized. And she wanted to change all of that. And so obviously I thought it was a great idea. And then I came back. But again, the people I really remember is about eight of us who stepped forward. And I always like to say that because sometimes I get a lot too much credit for that.
That's sweet of you, Rafer. But what is very inspirational is the fact that you're still with the event and the organization this many decades later.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'll ever leave Special Olympics. It's my number one charity, and it's one that I'll have, you know, until the last day. And I will be that way because, first of all, I love Mrs. Shriver, and I love the family, and I love what the Shrivers and Kennedys have done to, you know, to encourage all of us, all cars, all walks of life, all positions, to find something that we can not only take part in, but also be an inspiration to someone else. And being the best you can be is something I've thought a lot about as an athlete. And then when I went into those institutions at the beginning of this whole idea over 40 years ago, I mean, I saw the same people who were involved in Special Olympics today, you know, crouching in a corner, and no one even, you know, didn't know their name and didn't know where they were from. Half the time they didn't know how long they'd been in the institution. And Mrs. Shriver and Special Olympics changed all of that, not just on the sports side, but also on how our special athlete lives their life and how much more of a positive it is.
And one of the reasons that we're speaking today is because you are going to be in attendance at the 12th annual Midsummer Eve Wine Festival, which is this Saturday, August 17th,
right,
in Westlake Village. And we wanted to help promote the event because proceeds from the event, which is sponsored by the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks, is going to help support the Special Olympics in Ventura County, as well as the foundation for the Rotary Club. So I understand over the last 11 years, because this is the 12th annual, the festival has generated more than $250,000 for Special Olympics. So it's really sweet that you're coming and being local also with us about that, because it's a great event. It starts at 4 o'clock, and it's about food and wine and silent auctions, but more importantly, it's about the kids that it benefits.
Well, it is, and the Rotary, they have always, through this 11 years and even before, many of their members were involved in Special Olympics in Ventura County. I remember I used to go up there in the early years, and they had great programming, a lot of unbelievably great volunteers. And many of those people are members of the Rotary. I still see them after all of these years. And I'm inspired by them, by the work they continue to do, and particularly with the Rotary as a whole. I mean, they're deeply involved in the community. They're concerned about people who need whatever their needs are, and I'm inspired when I'm with them because they take a cross section of that area, and they perform the kinds of actions and concern as volunteers that, you know, that I would love to have in every city in America.
And as a member of the Rotary Club myself, I know exactly what you're talking about. Every time I walk into the room when we have our meetings, the altruism actually you can feel. And it's something, since one of the mottos is service above self, that last year the club contributed more than $140,000 to local and international charities, just like you said, to foster all kinds of improvements, sometimes social, sometimes cultural, sometimes economic, and sometimes even environmental.
Exactly. Maria, I was raised in a very small community in Central California. Kingsburg is a town. And, I started an athletic career as a student. And before the athletics came, just living in the town, very close friendships and classmates of mine through the years. And, you know, I subsequently found some successes later on.
That's an understatement, Rafer. What a self-effacing comment that is.
And carrying the torch in 84. Sometimes, we attain these things and we sort of claim them as our own. And I do that, but there's one thing that I never forget, that all of my victories and all of my defeats came about because somebody helped me. And I think that all of us need to be sure that anyone in the community, children, adults, young ones, old ones, have the opportunity to say that I'm the best that I can be because of what somebody did to help me. And that's why I appreciate what the Rotary does and what goes on in Thousand Oaks, and the deep impression of appreciation that I've grown to have over the years with the people who put this wine tasting event on, and also, like you said before, what goes on in the Rotary on a everyday basis.
And I should mention that the wineries are vast. The restaurants are also pretty diverse. There's even Sierra Nevada Brewing Company, the Great Beer Company, and the Lab Brewing Company. So there's going to be beer at the event. And then aside from you as one of the honorary co-chairs and the major beneficiary, I understand that there are other silver and medalists that are going to be in attendance, you being a gold medalist in 1960 and a silver in 1956. There's the water polo silver medalist, and the Olympics water polo coach are going to be there.
Right.
And then we also have James Washington, a former NFL player and television host. So it's going to be quite the event.
It is. And, I appreciate as well what, I say Roger Benson, but I know it's a committee of people, and the whole club is involved, and everybody works so hard. But and they've done a great job in finding support in the Olympic community, and most or all of these Olympians live in close proximity of the area where the event will be held. So mm-hmm. So there are local men and women Olympians who again on a regular basis do these kinds of things. And. And again, we hear their stories, and they inspire all of us.
And then one more thing we should mention too is that there's a raffle with three big prizes, and they're $20 for each ticket. But the first prize, which has been donated by Pleasant Holidays, is 5 nights at the St. Regis Princeville Resort in Kauai, plus $1,000 cash, plus two round trip tickets. And then there's also the second prize is $500 to the Oaks Mall, and then the third prize is a gift certificate to Mastro's Steakhouse. So if you can't attend the event, you can help out by buying a raffle ticket. And that's all available on the ThousandOaksRotary.org website.
I'm glad you said that, Maria, because now what I will do is I'm going to buy a lot more tickets than I normally buy in hopes that I win.
Okay. You and me both, Rafer. So is there anything that you'd like to promote that's coming up after Saturday?
No, I appreciate your call, and this leads into Saturday. And there's some other things I'd love to talk to you about, but let's get through Saturday first.
Okay, excellent. And Rafer, you will be there, and we will get to see you, and thank you personally for all that you do for the Special Olympics. We appreciate everything.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to meeting you and all of the new faces that I will have a chance to be with on that evening.
Excellent. Thank you for your time, Rafer. Really, really appreciate
it. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.